This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. As frustration grows in the University of Idaho murders case from the public and the parents of Kaylee Gonzalez, today we hear a candid update from police. Fox News' Alexis McAdams spoke with the Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry as he tries to relay his personal dedication and restore confidence to finding the murderers in this horrific quadruple homicide.
This case is not going cold. We have tips coming in. We have investigators out every day interviewing people. We're still reviewing evidence. We're still looking at all aspects of this. And I said early on that no stone will go unturned. And I mean that. We are going to continue. This case is not going cold.
He talked of his personal relation and emotional connection to the murders.
I'm a dad with daughters. And that's tough. You know, you don't, we're human. We don't go to these and just turn it off. It affects us. But we have a job to do, and we're going to continue to do that job. We're going to continue to push forward.
When addressing Christy Gonzalez's complaint and frustration with the current investigation, Fry said the department has re-interviewed some individuals up to three times, noting that a cleared individual can still be called back to speak with investigators if the evidence supports it, saying we have the option of re-interviewing. To Fox News, he said, we've actually re-interviewed people two or three times because we'll get tips or we'll get information that we need to verify again. And sometimes we need to ask the questions just a little bit different to ensure that we're getting the proper information to continue on with this investigation. That happens regularly in all investigations, unquote. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, grieving father Steve Gonzalez told Fox News Digital that he has conferred with various attorneys who could force police to divulge case data, saying there are things that we can request and things we can do to get the truth faster. You have to fill out forms to get this evidence released to you. I don't know how to do that when speaking with Fox News. Meanwhile, Brian Enten of News Nation spoke with Sigma Chi President Reed Ofteson outside of the Sigma Chi house.
I knew them. Ethan was always in our house. Santa was a good friend before, you know, Ethan even came up. But that's all I really want to talk about right now because I actually have class here in like 15 minutes.
Very busy indeed. When asked more about the timeline, as police are continuing to look into the space between 9 p.m. November 12th and 1:45 a.m. on the 13th, where Ethan and Zanna were located and believed to be at the Sigma Chi house, when asked about what he knew in relation to the timeline, he had this to say.
As of right now, we've told Moscow PD, Idaho State Police, and the FBI all we know. We're kind of leaving it up to them to piece it together. Obviously, we don't have the utilities or resources to do it on our own, so we're just putting full faith in the officers and in the detectives doing it. But that's all I really know right now.
Audio from Brian Enten and News Nation from his Twitter feed. It has also been reported that starting tomorrow, Moscow, Idaho police will collect and remove some of the victims' personal belongings from the residence, which are no longer needed for the investigations, so that they can be returned to the families. That's the latest we have in this special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What? I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?